This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Man alive, it's only an hour left? That sucks. It's already final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. It's news to me. Final hour. Remember, you can email in jesse@jessekellyshow.com. These GIF ones are too daggone funny. I'm going to get back to the GIF ones here in a second. I want to do this real quick first because I'm not done with this point. I was going off on the point, and then I kind of got distracted about how the communist churches, how they are very purposeful. They understand that the congregation itself can be an army that can help shape the culture. And remember, politics is really, really important for shaping your culture. You know, abortions are down 6% in the United States of America since the overturning of Roe versus Wade. You know why that 6% is there? Because immediately 15 states, boom, voted to ban it. Now, why did 15 states vote to ban abortion? Because more Republicans than Democrats went to the polls and voted in those states. What you do, your hands and feet actually matter. So again, while your pastor's turning the other cheek, this is another bishop praying over Raphael Warnock. Does it sound like they're worried about their tax-exempt status?
We thank you even now for how you have given him this assignment. And we pray even now, God, that you would go before him, be his shepherd, be behind him with goodness and mercy, be on the right and on the left with the rod and with the staff, be beneath him as a solid foundation, but anoint even now his head afresh with oil. We give your name praise. We give your name glory for a Nehemiah that is building, for a David that is willing to stand against a Goliath. We thank you right now for Moses who's willing to lead people to a brighter future. We thank you even right now, God, for this leader that you have called unto yourself in the person of Raphael Warnock, Father. We pray your blessings upon him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Father. We lift him before you and we claim it as done in the name of Jesus. We give God praise. We thank God. Even
you get it. Who's gonna win? You're above it all, turned it other cheek, pastor, or the guy who is mobilizing his congregation as an army? We've got to be smarter. And by the way, speaking of the abortion thing, keep in mind, yes, there are many states that have gone pro-life, and that's wonderful. But there are still so many hubs in this country that are preying on especially the black community. The abortion industry, they've committed a genocide against the black community in this country. Preborn, they're out there fighting. Did you hear about that abortion clinic? Did you hear about the pro-life clinic in Buffalo? They got firebombed, Molotov cocktails. Guess whose clinic that was? Preborn. Preborn's out there taking Molotovs to the face. Do you think we can show them some support? $28? $28 buys an ultrasound. It buys that woman an ultrasound. She hears the heartbeat. She chooses life. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give. It's tax deductible. It's end of the year. Whatever you can give. If it's $28,000, good for you. Maybe you had a great year. Look, maybe you had a horrible year and you can give $5. Whatever it is, preborn.com/Jesse. $28 saves a life. Go. All right? Sponsored by Preborn. Mike, Oregon, go.
Yeah, so my mom, for my birthday, gave me this 12-inch tall oil derrick with a music box in the bottom that played The Impossible Dream. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this?
You know,
it on a shelf somewhere.
That reminds me. I, at one point in time, as you know, I was a bad gift giver. I kept buying my wife jewelry boxes, only she didn't have much jewelry because we didn't have any money. But she didn't have the heart to tell me this. So finally she pulls me in the closet one day and she says, Jess, I just want you to look at this. And she points to the top shelf and it's 4 empty jewelry boxes sitting at the top of the shelf. That's my bad. Gary, New York, a bad gift you've given or received?
Jesse, I received a Lawrence Welk Christmas Holiday Classic Favorite Songs.
That's basically the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. Brody, Atlanta, go. Brody, you failed. Laureen, South Carolina, go.
My now husband, when we were about 20 years old, he gave me these two long jackets that I look like the Michelin Man in. Now, I'm very thin, and so I made a face when I tried the first one on. They were identical anyway. If that wasn't bad enough, he said, well, I got them two for one, to which I took it off, and I said, take it back. My father's jaw dropped, and he said to me, he goes, I cannot believe you just did that. But my husband took it back, and he married me, so there's that.
Now, hold on, Laureen, hold on. You say it made you look like the Michelin Man. That seems like it's got to be a little bit overdramatic. It added a little puff. It didn't turn you into one of the ladies at The View.
No, not exactly, but still. At 20 years old, you don't dress like that.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. All right. Speaking of The View, I played this a little bit earlier. I'm not going to dwell on this because I want to get to this HHS thing and back to your calls about the gifts and stuff like that. I just want to remind you again, over and over and over and over again, because the communist has no values of his own. He doesn't. He doesn't have a value system. None that you would recognize. He just lives to destroy. His is a religion of destruction and domination. That gives him freedoms that you don't have, that you'll never have. One of the freedoms it gives him is he can use and will use without hesitation your values against you. You see, he looks at your values and he finds them to be absurd. But he also understands they're important values to you and can be used. So whenever you hear the communist speaking like this, just know that you're under no obligation to go along with it. You have an obligation to reject it.
And Whoopi often says you have to separate the art from the artist.
Listen, let he who is without sin cast the first stone.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Listen to all those harpies in the crowd, too. Oh, yeah, that's right. That is what Jesus said. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of pocket Bibles floating around there. All right. Courtesy of Project Veritas, some pretty disturbing stuff out of HHS. This is, well, I want you to just sit back and I want you to listen to this.
The tax dollars of people who are listening are paying to put children in the hands of criminals. I said, I need to make you aware. And they said, Tara, we don't get sued by traffickers.
A government whistleblower has stepped forward to Project Veritas to detail her harrowing experience at the Department of Health and Human Services. In 2021, this whistleblower volunteered to assist HHS with the placement of unaccompanied minors and was deployed to the Migrant Emergency Intake Site in Pomona, California. There, she witnessed the agency failing these children. As she puts it, doing the work of the cartels on your tax dollars.
These vulnerable children, we care for them, we clothe them, we feed them. With your dollars and my dollars, we fly that product directly to the trafficker. God forbid it's sex trafficking.
Project Veritas embarked on a 9-month investigation across the country to corroborate our whistleblower's claims.
So he attempted to traffic children, and he's still at address in Texas.
Yes, we have 44 unaccompanied children at that address. We have 25 unaccompanied children at that address.
Project Veritas put boots on the ground, visiting scores of addresses the whistleblower shared from case files she worked on. What we found was shocking.
Just a reminder to you that the most tolerant, kind border security there is the harshest sounding border security in the world. People think I'm a monster when I say, not only should we turn everyone away right at the southern border. Nope. Turn around, walk back. Oh, we just got here. It's a long desert. Yep. Good thing you already know the way back. Follow your footprints on the way back. Not only that, I'm the monster who thinks ICE is the only government organization that should be expanded temporarily to about 50,000 agents so they can go around and round up every man, woman, and child who's here illegally and deport them from the nation. And when I say that, people say that's harsh or say that's mean. And I say, no. Your compassionate immigration policy enables the largest human slave auction in the world today. The largest human trafficking operation in the world today takes place on America's southern border and it's the compassionate immigration person who enables every bit of it. My harsh policies that sound like I'm a big meanie McMean face, my harsh policies would stop illegal immigration like that. No more traffic kids. The stories I've heard about what's happening, especially to children and women in this country, illegal immigrants that have been trafficked here by the cartels, would make you vomit. The videos my sources send me, I saw a still beating heart that'd been cut out of someone's chest. Did you know that? That's the kind of thing that stays with you. These compassionate immigration policies of Joe Biden, they're despicable and they're evil. All right. That was heavy. Right. We're going to go back to your gifts. And we're going to get to some emails and your gifts and drilling for oil in Venezuela. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Did you hear John Kirby today? It's every now and then they have to give Corinne Diversity Hire a break. All right. They have to give her a break because, well, she's a diversity hire. She's not very good at her job.
Did the president misspeak, or does he in fact want to ban all semi-automatic guns?
No, he was talking about assault weapons. That's what he was talking about.
Okay, so look, Corinne Diversity Hire had a rough day yesterday. And every now and then you got to bring in John Kirby. John Kirby's a much better liar than Corinne Diversity Hire is. And they decided to ask Kirby about the protests going on in China. Remember, there are huge protests happening right now in China. People are sick of being welded in their homes and then burned alive, which I can see how that would be a problem. I'll say this for the Chinese. At least they know.
You know, freedom is not free.
So Kirby had to step in and said this.
I'm wondering, what is the president's reaction when he hears protesters in China chant freedom or Xi Jinping step down?
The president's not going to speak for protesters around the world. They're speaking for themselves.
So there's no reaction?
These protesters are speaking for themselves. What we are doing is making it clear that we support the right of peaceful protest.
Hmm. Okay, so that's really noncommittal now, isn't it? Isn't it funny how think about how many hashtags you've seen go around? How many times have you heard the words never again or never forget? See, you hear that all the time. You hear it when it comes to 9/11, never forget. When it comes to the Holocaust, you hear never again, never again, never forget, never again. I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. I believe if these things happen again, they'll happen for basically the same reasons they happened the last time. What, Chris? Yeah, Chris brought up a good. Chris said, we check in on the Uyghurs? Never again? Yeah. Ask the Uyghurs in China. They're currently having their kidneys carved out in an organ harvesting. And I wouldn't even go into what it's like for the women. Dear former lead singer of Deleterious Consequences and Still Pink Flower. My 16-year-old daughter, who I'm trying to teach politics to, used to say the left is stupid. She didn't understand, as idiotic as the policies and things they promote and stand for are, mostly to just take the eye off the really important stuff. I hear a lot of talk radio hosts saying this is the end of privacy with the upcoming digital dollar. Seems like a slam dunk that it would be unconstitutional as it is forced on us. It's a great way to control us as the peasants they see us as, but if enough of us, especially in red areas, refuse to go digital, what can they do to us? Could we not just turn in our current paper money and continue to use amongst ourselves as currency? Would we have to go back to gold and silver coins? No, you would have to go back to gold and silver coins, my friend. Because, look, you could say, what if we refuse to go digital? Well, here's the problem. The federal government has so intertwined itself with corporate America. Yeah, you can refuse to go digital, and we have to fight this fight like it is the fight, because it is the fight. So you can refuse to go digital, but what if the company doesn't take anything else? And you will watch America's corporations who don't want to get underneath the government thumb. They don't want to fall under the gaze of the IRS that's currently after your $600 Venmo account. They're simply going to refuse to take anything but the digital dollar. And you can say all day long, no, 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 I got a $100 bill. And they're going to look around and say, hey, man, I can't risk it. We already had the IRS in here earlier making sure we weren't taking any real money. They freeze you out of the ability to buy anything. Who's been telling you to buy some serious gold for a long, long time? Not gold bars either, and not gold held in a vault for you. Gold coins so you can purchase goods and services. Rob, Spokane, go.
I am the master of procrastination inherited by my father. So it was Christmas Eve, everything was closed. I was driving down the street, everything was dark. There was no hope for the future. I was going down the road. I see a light. I pull in. It's a Christian gift center. I pull in. They were closed in 20 minutes. So I go in there and I grab some coloring books because my girlfriend had two young kids. Grab coloring books, the little Jesus picture, you know, that's about 2 inches tall. And I bought her the white Bible with the gold, like the best of the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Thought I had it all figured out. Get it all packed up, wrapped, go to Christmas. And she said this, you know, they're opening presents. She said, this better not be a Bible. And she opened it up, and it was that beautiful white Bible. And her mother, sister, brother, and her, they all stood up, and they threw me out of the house.
Wait a minute. Why? Were they a bunch of atheists? Why?
Well, I don't know. This is really weird. And this is back when Dan Marino was the best. She bought me a bunch of Miami Dolphin stuff, and she grabbed all my presents that she bought for me, and she took them from me and said, get out of my house. So I had to go there. I left with no presents, and I got a white Bible out of the deal.
That seems like a bit of an overreaction. That seems a little bit of an overreaction. That's a little too far. Even Chris wouldn't give back a Bible, and it has the New Testament. Jason, North Carolina, go.
Yeah, so after a bad divorce, my ex-wife met a guy. He was fresh out of prison 2 months for armed bank robbery. And several months later, for Christmas rolled around, I wrapped up everybody's presents. And I included him with a genuine soap on the rope.
Okay, that's not bad. That's fantastic. That is fantastic. You know what? You know what I get my dad now? Because it's impossible to shop for my dad. He's just like me. It's impossible to shop for me. He just doesn't want anything. And if he wants something, he just goes and gets it. I just get my dad food. I do. I find different ways to get my dad food. Who doesn't love to eat? Everyone loves to eat. I mean, look, we even share that with the ladies on The View. We love to eat. Have you considered maybe buying that person in your life a little bundle from Biloxi Shrimp? You know, it's the freshest shrimp you'll ever eat in your life. It's delivered to their front door. You can get shrimp. You can get the herbs and spices, which I recommend. An American company, American Shrimp Boats, American Shrimp right out of the Mississippi Gulf. You know, 95% of the shrimp you eat is from overseas, right? Buy American. American companies now. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse. Actually, the wife made a shrimp linguine with our Biloxi shrimp last night. And Chris, per my request, she did use a little bit extra of the herbs and spices. Put a little mozzarella in there, some linguine pasta, some the herbs and spices on the shrimp. Oh, BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off. All right? All right, we are going to continue on. 877-377-4373. Horrible gifts you've given or received. And some emails. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember, 41% of small businesses can't pay rent this month. That train is coming round the bend. I'm telling you, man. Ugh, you know what? Enough ugly. That's enough Chris for tonight. Pam, Pennsylvania, go.
My son, he's in the Coast Guard. He's very logical and likes to give me these complicated gifts that I can't figure out how to use. And one year for Christmas, he gave me this coffee pot that I swear you need a degree in engineering to figure out how to use. And had all these bells, all these whistles, and could not figure out how to use the thing. So I gifted it back to him. I just want to make a cup of coffee. I don't want to have to think through all this.
You know, I actually have experienced this exact same thing. I, as a housewarming gift from my parents, they gave us a coffee pot. Now, I should clarify, I drink coffee every day. I've tried to, in the name of my blood pressure, I've tried to cut back. I basically stick to one cup a day. But I've been a two-cup-a-day coffee man for a very, very, very long time. And I used to do cream and sugar. And then me and a buddy I was selling RVs with, because we were idiots and meatheads, we decided that it was kind of girly to have cream and sugar in your coffee. And that's not how John Wayne would drink it. So, well, I don't know what you want me to tell you, Chris. It was a meathead thing to do. We just decided we're going to black coffee. And it only took a few days, and all of a sudden I was on the black coffee train. So now I drink my coffee black like a man. And to this day, when I order coffee in a restaurant, I embarrass the wife because I say it really loud. No, I just take it black. And she rolls her eyes and puts her head in her hands. Anyway, so I don't drink lattes and cappuccinos and things. I don't drink it. I don't. Can I add a steamed oat milk with a goat fart? Like, I don't add any of that stuff in there. I just drink black coffee. That's all. And unlike Chris, I'm not a coffee snob. Chris is one of these huge coffee snobs. We have one of those Keurig things here in the studio. And I seriously think we have 10 different kinds of coffee you put in there. There's Dunkin' Donuts and there's Green Mountain and there's all this stuff. And it all tastes the same. And there's no difference in it, but Chris knows the difference. He doesn't even like the Keurig. He probably wants a French press or something. Anyway, so I get this coffee machine, and it has even these little like metal tube thingies that come out of it. And there's all, I think it had 1, 2, 3, 4. It had 10 different buttons. 10 different buttons, 5 on the right and 5 on the left. And I was just used to grinding a little coffee in the morning, pour it in the filter, and you have a black pot of coffee there. I'm with Pam. You know what? I stand with Pam. Brody, Atlanta, go.
Okay, Jefe, pardon me. I didn't mean to not be there. So the best gift that I've given so far, I just ordered a Hero Arrow for my new dime because she doesn't carry. The worst gift I've ever received, it was my 14th birthday. I was a total punk rocker, leather jacket, mohawk, all that jazz. My grandma bought me a New Kids on the Block beach towel. I kid you not. I was just like, what is this? Is that really what you think of me? Thanks, Grandma. Okay,
that's hilarious. Brody, don't lie. You're still drying off of that to this day. Don't tell lies. Brody calls in to tell lies. That's still his favorite towel. Josh, Wisconsin, go.
Jesse, I wanted to tell you about a couple of wedding gifts that my parents received back in 1983. My father's brother gave them a Webster's dictionary. And my mother's brother gave them a brass spittoon.
That might be the best one. A spittoon. Oh, gosh. Dear vacation man. You know what? That's not very nice. All right. That's not very nice. Last night on your part-time radio show, also not nice, you spoke about getting better when it comes to investing. I researched this and I made the switch. It's really hard when it comes to investing. I've been with Vanguard for 25 years up until this year. After researching, they're hardcore into this ESG stuff, and they've also started to do some shareholder activism using our money. Not as evil as BlackRock, but bad enough. So I switched over everything to Fidelity. They're a private company and a little better when it comes to everything. They're not quite studs like Pure Talk or Chalk, but I feel as if they're as good as it gets when it comes to investing products. I'll have about a $5,000 higher tax bill this year as I had to sell some Vanguard funds and take gains. But you know what? Freedom is not free.
You know, freedom is not free.
It is not free. And he asked, can I get the Freedom Bandito to celebrate this switch? Absolutely. Putting your money where your morals are.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
U.S. gives Chevron, you can't, I'll tell you what, U.S. gives Chevron the go-ahead to pump oil in Venezuela again. So we can't pump American oil because it would hurt Mother Earth, but the communist country of Venezuela, Chevron can go pump oil there. John Kirby was asked about that today, too.
Why is it that President Biden would rather let U.S. companies drill for oil in Venezuela than here in the U.S.?
That's not an accurate take on the president's view.
Earlier this month, he said no more drilling. There is no more drilling.
The president has issued 9,000 permits for drilling on U.S. federal lands, Peter, 9,000 of them being unused. There are plenty of opportunities for oil and gas companies to drill here in the United States. I'll let Chevron speak for this particular issue of sanctions relief, but our expectation is it won't be a lot of oil coming out of there. It'll have to be shipped to the United States.
By the way, just so you can educate your idiot aunt who tells you about the 9,000 leases, because she's a communist robot who plugs into the hive mind and gets her upload. The 9,000 leases aren't being used because the 9,000 leases aren't worth the money. Every lease doesn't have oil in it that's worth it. Oil companies have to drill where there's oil. I know that's, look, I know that's shocking to some, but they have to drill where there's oil. All right, let's do something here real quick before we go on. We get to a couple more of these calls and we still have headlines. I want to get to some emails. Let's do something else, though. It is the holidays, and around the holidays, I have always, you're probably the same way, I go looking around for people who are, people who need an extra hand if you can, right? People who need an extra prayer, people who need anything. So I'm going to ask you, keep somebody in your prayer. Keep the Gold Star families, the first responder families in your prayers, special prayers over the Christmas season. Because, look, if mom doesn't come home because she was an NYPD cop and she got gunned down, that hurts all the time, right? It's not a day where that doesn't hurt. That always hurts. Around Christmas time when you're watching other families sip hot chocolate, put up Christmas lights, sit around the Christmas tree. Christmas time is such a family time that it hurts extra now. They told me these things consistently. Around the holidays, like the special holidays, especially Christmas, Christmas can actually be more painful for people. Instead of an extra wonderful time, it's an extra painful time. Keep those Gold Star families in your prayers too. The parents, you know, their son never came home. Afghanistan didn't come home. They're looking at that Christmas tree here in about 25, 26 days from now, whatever it is. And it's not as wonderful to them as it is to you, all right? So keep them in your mind. Keep them in your mind. Keep them in your prayers. If you think of it, if you have any desire to do so, maybe try to financially support them. Tunnel to Towers is a great way to do that, by the way. Remember, they're paying off mortgages for Gold Star widows, widows of first responders. You know, that it helps. It means a lot when you don't have the added financial burden. And Tunnel to Towers actually gives the money right where they tell you they're going to give the money. So T2T.org, all right? T2T.org. They ask for $11 a month. Probably a good month to sign up. T2T.org.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I almost forgot to give props where props are due. We like to do that from time to time. Heavy D went out there today because Apple Apple's talking about removing Twitter from the App Store. They would essentially destroy Twitter, destroy what Elon Musk bought. They're doing it because he won't censor people on the right anymore. Heavy D. Now, listen, you can pick one of two directions, Republican Party. You can have this direction.
First, let me just say that there is no room in the Republican Party for anti-Semitism.
Or you can have this direction.
Elon Musk is actually opening it up for free speech and is restoring a lot of accounts that were unfairly and illegitimately suspended for putting out accurate information about COVID. So many things these experts were wrong at, and you had people on Twitter that were calling that out, and Twitter, the old regime in Twitter, their response was to try to just suffocate the dissent. And Elon Musk knows that's not a winning formula, and so he's providing free speech. And so if Apple responds to that by nuking them from the App Store, I think that would be a huge, huge mistake, and it would be a really raw exercise of monopolistic power that I think would merit a response from the United States Congress. And so don't be a vassal of the CCP on one hand and then use your corporate power in the United States on the other to suffocate Americans and try to suppress their right to express themselves.
Man knows what time it is. All right. Now, I want to go back to this one more time here. Now, we'll get to a couple more of these calls and headlines I didn't get to. I want you to listen to this. And you know what this guy has? I'll tell you what this guy is. Listen closely.
First, let me just say that there is no room in the Republican Party for anti-Semitism or white supremacy. And anyone meeting with people advocating that point.
Do you know why Mitch McConnell is constantly out there talking about the things the communists want him to talk about? You can say it's because he's establishment. You can say that all those things are probably true. But the truth is Mitch McConnell needs to get his T levels checked, right? What he needs is a male vitality stack from Chalk. If he was to start taking a male vitality stack from Chalk, natural herbal supplements, then he would see a 20% increase probably in his testosterone levels in just 90 days. Think about this. Think about it. In 90 days, this guy could disappear.
First, let me just say there is...
His voice wouldn't even sound like this anymore. It would actually probably deepen out. I bet he'd grow a beard. If you start taking Chalk long enough, you might grow a beard overnight. I can't confirm. I grew mine back in a week. Do you want to sound like this, fellas?
First, let me just say there is no...
Or do you want to sound like me? Go get a male vitality stack from Chalk. In all seriousness, natural herbal supplements. They have subscriptions for sale for 35% off right now. 35% off the subscriptions. Then you don't have to worry about reordering or anything like that. They automatically send it to you. Cancel anytime. It's not some scam. I want you to cancel if it doesn't do what I tell you it's going to do. But it does. Ladies, it's not just for the men. Female vitality stack. You want to feel better than ever? CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Go do what Mitch McConnell can't and raise your T levels, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Mickey, Queens, go.
Oh, hi. Thank you for being here. You're part of my family. I had a friend that used to give me clothing constantly, about 2-3 sizes smaller than I was. So I just took it. And another time was my late husband, my ex-husband, and my daughter. They bought me. They were doing a birthday card in the room, and I just wear the exclamation "SHIT." They got me a Mother's Day card for a birthday card. So they quickly erased Mother, they put Happy Birthday, and I told them.
Oh, gosh, that's terrible. Thank you. Thank you for that story, Mickey. Buenas tardes. Jeremy, Idaho, go.
Hey, yeah, I got my wife the greatest slippers ever, but I got them a size too small. So instead of my slippers being the greatest shoes for her, they hurt her feet.
That's a dagger. That's a dagger. Matt, Portland, go.
Yeah, hi. My mom, my wife, and I went to my wife's family's house for Christmas. And my wife's family is extremely religious. And there's about 25 of them when we all were in the same room opening presents. And my mom, in her infinite wisdom, gave us a box full of adult toys.
Oh, no.
When you look around the room, everybody's jaw is on the floor. Except for my mom, who's over here giggling and clapping and just like, look at what you got. Now, this was 15 years ago. We've never been invited back since. So if you want to stay away from the in-laws, there you go.
That's so good. Oh, that's so good. All right. Quit it. Oh, gosh, I'm crying. Stop it, you guys.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Man accused of trying to bomb area next to Washington State Tesla store is identified. Stochastic terrorism, remember that. Stochastic terrorism. The leaders, the elites of our society are constantly telling everybody you're the enemy of democracy, you're going to end the republic, you're a Nazi, you're a white supremacist, and the vile communist scum at the bottom takes that as marching orders to go forth. Protect yourself at all times. NATO commits to future Ukraine membership and drums up aid. Okay. 42 Biden administration officials put on notice by House Republicans. Let us hope Republicans have some teeth for the first time ever. They all need a chalkbox, Chris. Every one of them. Washington pressed Ottawa to shut down Freedom Convoy blockades. Remember in Canada when the Freedom Convoy, the trucks pulled in and they started shutting things down? Yeah. Our communists got a hold of them and told them to shut the truckers down. We used to, in this country, spread freedom from sea to shining sea. We used to be all about that freedom life. Now, we can't even speak against the Chinese government when they're crushing their own protesters. In fact, we're aiding other nations like Canada when they're crushing their protesters. How sad is that? Why are lots of kids likely to be sick this holiday season? Man, I don't know. Maybe because we drowned them in hand sanitizer for the last 2 years, kept them away from all their friends, kept them away from getting dirty because they might get the sniffles for a couple days, and now we have a nation full of hypochondriac children who are scared of everything. Oh, and their immune system's an absolute wreck. It's weird. My kids don't get sick that much. A peek inside the FBI's unprecedented January 6th geofence dragnet. You should know that Google has been working hand in hand with the Federal Bureau of Investigation to come after you. Do keep in mind that that cell phone in your hand, there's a great line, I forget where I heard it, that the cell phone is in your hand. It's not really a phone. It's a tracking device that makes phone calls. That's not my line. I don't know who came up with that line, but I'm taking credit for it now. It's not a phone. It's a tracking device that makes phone calls. They know all. When you have this phone in your hands, they know all. They know what you're saying. They know where you are. They know how long you're there. They know how fast you're walking. They know all. Be aware, all right? We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.